And blessings be multiplied to you, precious friend. I'm Wumi Ademola, your partner in the pursuit of intimacy with God. For some time, we've been discussing the topic, Have the Faith of God, based on Mark 11:22, and we've been reading the Geneva version of the Bible. It reads, And Jesus answered and said unto them, Have the faith of God. My friend, to have the faith of God, you must have constant fellowship with God. Faith is not a formula. Faith is a friendship. God imparts his faith to you as you spend time with him in worship, in prayer, in fasting, and the study of God's word. I tell you, if you want to be full of faith, you must stay full of the word. Romans 10:17 says, So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, I invite you to be blessed as you listen to today's portion of the message and discover more how you can develop your faith by pursuing intimacy with God.
Have the faith of God. Told you that there are four different levels of faith revealed in Scripture. First level, we see no faith. Second level, we see little faith. Third level, we see great faith. And then the fourth highest level is the fullness of faith, or what the Lord Jesus in Mark 11:22 calls the faith of God. Mark 11:22 in the Geneva translation says, And Jesus answered and said unto them, Have the faith of God. Can you tell your neighbor, say, I say unto you tonight, have the faith of God. See, when you have the faith of God, we have learned, nothing will be impossible to you. Just as nothing is impossible to God. When you have the faith of God, you'll be able to do the exact same works of God. In John 14:12, the Lord Jesus said, Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, that belief is not ordinary belief, it's the faith of God. He who believes in me, the work that I do, he will do also. What works did Jesus do? He raised the dead. If you have the faith of God, you will raise the dead. He healed the sick. He healed the leper. He multiplied the loaves and the fishes. If you have the faith of God, every single thing the Lord Jesus did and more. Look at what he says. He says, and also greater works than these will he do. So that is why we must not settle for anything less than the faith of God in our life. And I told you that how does this faith come? Only from God. It's the faith of God, so obviously only God can give it. It's not something you can walk up, you can try to have this great confidence in God in your own strength. No. It's something that God himself imparts to us. And we learn that there are three ways the Lord imparts the faith of God to us. The first way is through prayer and fasting. A lifestyle of prayer and fasting. Matthew 17:21, the Voice translation said, This kind is not realized except through much prayer and fasting. Not little prayer. Much prayer and fasting. If you want to operate and command the mountain moving kind of faith that is your portion in Christ, you must give into a lifestyle of much prayer and fasting. I said at least once a week you must fast. I suggested you choose Wednesday. Come break the fast at the table of communion. Do that for a month. You will see that your level of confidence, your level of boldness in God will increase. And I said also through a lifestyle of hearing and meditating on the word of God. Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. The more you hear the word of God, the less you will fear the things that go on in the world. The word of God are not ordinary. Spirit and life contains the spirit of faith. And so again, I would admonish you that you should study your Bible meticulously. The same way you studied your textbook in school and more. Don't just rely on devotionals. No, study it chapter by chapter. Have a notebook, journal. Think deeply on the things that you read. And as you are doing that, God is going to be depositing his faith inside of you. And finally, I said through a lifestyle of worship. The man Elijah, the mighty man of God, that God took up in the chariots of fire, he said to Ahab, he commanded that there will be no rain. And he said something interesting. He says, by the Lord God, before whom I stand. He said, as the Lord lives, before whom I stand. And I told you that that phrase, before whom I stand, is a direct reference to worship. We saw it in Revelation. They stood before the throne of God. We saw it in 2 Chronicles. Anytime they say that phrase, standing before God, it's not standing at attention, just staring at God. When you stand before God, it means you're worshiping him. And so, one way, the third way that God imparts his faith is through a lifestyle of worship. When you look at all these three things together, bottom line, how do you get the faith of God? You have the faith of God by having constant fellowship with God. Say it after me. Say, have the faith of God by having constant fellowship with God. People of God, you can't be casual in your relationship with God and expect all of a sudden big faith will rise up in you when you face a challenge. It can't happen. You can't be very casual and lackadaisical in the way you approach God. You pray when you feel like, you fast only when it's commanded, you worship only when you are in church, and then you expect when you need big faith to show up in your life, it will show up. It can't happen. The way you have the faith of God is by having constant fellowship with the Lord. Those who we command the faith of God are those who seriously and sincerely pursue God at all times, not just sometimes. If the only time you pursue God is when you have a need, then you expect faith to just come up. It won't happen. It will not happen that way. Hebrews 11:6, let's go there. We know the scripture very well, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. I want you to notice, if you notice this verse properly, the word faith and diligently seek him, they are used interchangeably. They are one and the same thing. He says, without faith, it's impossible to please him. And then he now says, he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So faith and diligently seek are the same. Beloved of God, the Lord told me to tell you that faith is not a formula. It's a friendship. It's a friendship that you cultivate with God. He said many of his people, they treat faith like if it's some kind of mathematical formula that I can just apply and solve a problem. Faith is not like that. Now, in mathematics, this right here, the face of it is like, what, a rectangle, right? So, the formula, who can tell me the formula to solve the area of a rectangle? What? Y'all need to go back to school. Even I know it. Length and width, right? Times length and width, not so. It's length and width. The area, that's what I said. Huh? Length and breadth, that's width. Width is in America is width. Breadth is British. But don't worry, I flunked math. You know, I told you once that I flunked. But okay, length and breadth, right? What about the perimeter of this Bible? Huh? The sum of all the sides, right? And if, let's say this was a cube, I wanted to find the volume, is what? Length times breadth times, times height. You get the volume. So many of us, we say faith, the formula for faith we say is Romans chapter 10 verse 10. Conviction and confession. I believe, I confess. I believe, I confess. I name it, I claim it. Well, faith is not like that. It's much more than a formula. Faith is a friendship that you cultivate with God. And that's why the Bible tells us in Galatians 5:6 that faith works through love. And many times we try to cultivate and operate faith outside of a strong love relationship with God. And that's why we have problems. Listen to this. Trying to operate faith out of the environment of love for God is like trying to swim outside of water or trying to fly without air.
Beloved, have you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you know for sure where you will go the moment you take your last breath on earth? Death does not end at all. Everyone living on earth today, whether they realize it or not, is making a journey to an eternal destination, heaven or hell. Do you know where you're going? God's word is crystal clear about this, that to escape the fires of hell, you must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. If you like to become a believer and follower of the Lord Jesus Christ today, please pray this prayer with me right now. Say, Father God, I confess that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins and give me a brand new heart. From today, I surrender my life to Jesus and receive Him as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Congratulations, beloved. I welcome you into the family of God. And to help you grow in your new relationship with Jesus, I'd love to send you an e-copy of my book, Up Close and Personal with Jesus Christ. All you need to do is to email me at knowinggodradio@gmail.com. In addition to that, find a local church where you can be planted and discipled in Christ and grow. If you live in the city of Houston, it's my pleasure to invite you to join us at Dominion International Center. The details of our location can be found on our website, www.dominionlifestyle.org. Welcome again to the family of God.